Well, the Park Inn Hotel and the City National Bank, well, they were designed in 1908 to 1910 by Frank Lloyd Wright, and the hotel is the last remaining hotel designed by Frank Lloyd Wright in the world. It's had a rather checkered history and hasn't been all that well taken care of over the years, but there is a group now called Right on the Park Incorporated that is fundraising and going to own and restore the Park Inn Hotel.
This was built, you said, right around 1910. Why was it even built in Mason City? What was Frank Lloyd Wright doing in Mason City at that time in his life?
Well, Mason City at that time was actually considered a very progressive community in Iowa. It was on a cultural path, quite a few wealthy individuals. Blythe and Markley was the name of the law firm that actually built the buildings, the two owners, and one of their daughters attended the school in Wisconsin that Frank Lloyd Wright's aunts ran. And so they had gotten some influence from Frank Lloyd Wright. Actually, Mason City has a lot of Prairie School architecture, but it pretty much started with the Stockman House, which was one of his fireproof designs for the modern family, and then the bank and hotel building. It started being a little checkered because at the time that it was under construction, Frank Lloyd Wright had left his wife and children in Oak Park and ran off with a client's wife to Europe, and that was quite a scandal. So it does take place during the most scandalous period probably of his career. And in fact, there was an article in the local paper at that time that pretty much told him he was not welcome back in Mason City again. So it was really a big deal at the time. But by 1926, which was about 16 years after it was opened, a lot of renovation was done because at that time it was already considered to be out of date. So the tearing away of the original architecture started very early.
And it also had some problems as far as a sagging roof and things like that.
Correct. The building itself had a lot of the typical problems that are seen with Frank Lloyd Wright buildings. The roof began to sag probably immediately, just judging from what we saw. There was about a foot deflection over 6 feet, which is a pretty bad sag. And over the years, it hadn't been maintained very well. One owner had just attached some visqueen to the ceiling in a room to carry the water out through a window as it came in from the roof. So it really wasn't, not a lot of effort was put into keeping the building in shape. So the first thing we did was rebuild the roof, and that was done in 1999. It took place over a 2-year period. And now we're pretty much watertight.